So he went into the monastery and then lived as a temple boy, as a dekwat, for about 4 years, from 9 till he was 13. And then when he was 13, he took ordination as a samanera, a novice. That's like a sort of junior, simplified form of the monastic discipline. And but you would wear the brown robe and you'd have a lot more rules than you would just as a temple boy. So he did that and put his heart into living in the monastery as well as he could until the age of 16. And at that time, his teacher in the monastery would take him on his regular visits to visit Ajahn Chah's family in the village. The monastery was inside the village. So Ajahn Chah, dutifully as a novice, would go along and attend to his teacher, and these visits would get more and more frequent, and he thought, oh, yeah, my teacher's really putting a lot of effort into helping my family, till finally the teacher told him that he was going to disrobe and propose to Ajahn Chah's elder sister. So young Chah was kind of confused at the sudden turnaround in his great master, and at the wobbly age of 16, when the hormones are flowing and the restlessness is running apace, he decided to leave as well. So he went back to helping the family, and then went to work, as everyone else did, in the rice fields, looking after the farmlands.